And the Chet HaEgel is the primordial sin of Am Yisrael, right? If the primordial sin of humanity is the Eitz Hadas, so the primordial sin of Am Yisrael, as we'll see, is the Chet HaEgel. So, Shimshi, if you don't mind doing the reading today, we're going to read each section separately, right? There are many different sections here established by the Parshios that you see here, the Psucha, that's at the end of the two sections, at the beginning, and then we have a third section where there's a stuma, but I'm going to try to have Shimshi read, and I'm going to let him read extensively, then just make some hayaros, so we can get at least the overview of the entire parak in now. Okay, Shimshi, go ahead. Okay, so the real story here is the massive gap between the people and Aharon. So, right, it starts out, Nachi, with this very critical image of Vayikahel Ha'am al Aharon, right, that they gather up against him. And they're pushing things forward, and it's very clear, Zayish Moshe Asher Ha'lanu Meretzim Le'yadanu Mehayalo, right, and they come to him, and they put all this pressure on him, and he's constantly trying to redirect things, to delay things, redirect things in terms of Sariel saying, it's not going to be, you know, what you want, but instead we're going to have a chag unto whom, Sariel? Sariel, go ahead. What's our own strategy? That he says, let's redirect this.
Like a chag to a god.
Chag l'Hashem. No, be more specific. Chag l'Hashem, machar, right? That it has to be directed towards Hashem. But it doesn't work out that way, right? Vayakumu litzachek, it becomes this, you know, denigration, this debauchery, hedonism, orgiastic expression. Vayakumu litzachek. Frankly, what does it remind you of, Nachi, when we talk about v'achol, you know, v'shaso, vayakumu litzachek? Exactly. Vayechazu es alokim, vayochlu vayishtu, right? Some of those same issues there. Right, and Aharon is totally unsuccessful in terms of his strategy of delay and redirection, so that's something that we want to note. And of course, the elephant in the room is that who's missing, right? We know that Moshe, we saw in Mishpatim Chaf Daled, said, as he goes up to the mountain, exactly, excellent, Jack, right? Right, Vinei Aharon v'chori malchem yival dvarim yigash aleihem. Anybody who has anything to that needs to be dealt with should go to Chur. And Chur isn't even there. And that's going to obviously be a very important touchstone for us as we, you know, go deeper into this issue. Okay, so that is what I like to call section one. Shimshi, very well done. Aiden, section two. Go ahead. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe.
Vayidaber Hashem Moshe, lech reid ki yishichei samcha asher halisa meretz Yisrael. Saruma Herman Haderach Asher Tzibi Sem Asul Ahem Egal Maasecha Vayishtachavu Lo Vayizbechu Lo Vayomru Eva Ela Lokecha Yisrael Asher Halucha Meret Yisrael Vayomru Hashem Moshe Ra'isi Esa Am Hazev Vihinei Am Kishay Orefu Vata Hanicha Li Vayachar Api Vahem Vachalam
Vachalem, I'll destroy them, right? I'll annihilate them.
Yeah. Vayachal Moshe es pnei Hashem Elokav vayomer lama yomru Mitzrayim lemor.
Lama Hashem yecharev chab yamecha. Focus.
Vayamecha asher tzisa meret Mitzrayim b'chach gadol v'yad chazaka lama yomru Mitzrayim lemor barahu tziyam larogo sam b'harim l'chal osam me'al pnei hadamashu mechern apecha v'inachim ala ra'ala amecha Zuchor l'Avram, l'Yitzchak, l'Yisrael, Abadach asher nishbatu lahem bach, v'atidaber alehem arba zarachem kechok v'ashamayim, v'chol aretz atzot asher amarti, etein l'zarachem v'nachalu l'olam, v'yinachem Hashem al ra'a asher diber l'asos l'amo.
Okay, so really the story here is Hashem and Moshe, and Hashem points out that there's been a hashchasa, and hashchasa in the Torah is associated with destruction. Where do we see that, Kivi, for the first time? Where do we see... Go ahead.
By Sodom and Gomorrah?
No, before that. Sodom and Gomorrah is really a microcosmic version of the Mabel, right? Vayar lekim esaretz v'nei nishchasa. So when things are in a state of hashchasa... Exactly. So then it means that there's a destruction which has to follow. And he notes that it was maher, how quickly, with terrifying speed that it all happened, that they descended into this debauchery. And then Moshe has to make a desperate plea to save the Jewish people. And there are effectively three points that Moshe makes. Lama Hashem yichra abcha b'mecha, asher hotzeisa me'er tisoyim b'chol chadol v'yad chazaka. Number one, you have an investment in these people. Number two, v'chil Hashem, lama yomru mitzrayim le'mor. And number three, zechos avos. Even if, you know, those two aren't enough, what about the promises to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? So that really is section number two. Sariel, section three. Bireo. Let me just hold it up right here. I meant to put a break in right there. Okay, so in this third section, we really have two players, Moshe and Yehoshua. Yehoshua is incredibly confused about what's going on. And that itself is fascinating. He assumes, as perhaps a general would, you know, sometimes they say, if you're a hammer, you think everything's a nail. Yehoshua has already established himself as a general in the battle against Amalek, right, Benny? So he thinks, kol milchama b'machaneh. So Moshe says, in kol anos givura, in kol anos chalusha, kol anos anochi shomea, it's worse than that. And then we have the destruction of the luchos. And we have to talk about that. So that's really what section three is about. And then at the end, we have this confrontation where Moshe says to Aaron, what in the world went on here? Okay, now section four, Emmanuel, go ahead. This is the reaction now of Moshe Rabbeinu when he's able to, you know, visualize things.
I'm not able to go on it because I'm in a car right now, so I'm just on my phone.
Everything okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's have KD?
Vayar Moshe to Am Kifaruahu, Kifrao Mu'aron, the Shimsa Bikamehem.
Okay, so Moshe now takes a more careful look. He's analyzing the situation, and the two words that come up are really, right, plays on the word of paro, right? Farua means loosened, but clearly the reference here is that the Jewish people are behaving as
hooligans.
Right, but when you start Kivi, when you think about that word, ki firao aharon, what's that?
Mitzrayim?
Yeah, exactly. That it's a descent back, spiritually speaking, into Mitzrayim. Okay?
Vayamod Moshe b'shar ha-machaneh vayomer milash ha-milai vayesu elav kol b'nei levi. Vayomer lahem kol amar Hashem lokei Yisrael simu ish harba yiricho ivru vashuvu mishar lashar b'machaneh v'hergu ish etach achiv v'ish et reyehu v'ish et krovo. Vayasu b'nei levi kiver Moshe vayipol min ha'am vayom ahu kishloshet alfei ish. Vayomer Moshe milu yadchem hayom lasham ki ish bivno uvachiv v'latit la'alechem hayom bracha. Vayhimi macharat vayomer Moshe la'am atach.
I'm sorry, just hold it up there for a second. I'm going to just do it this way. Okay, so this section is about din, right? The recurring phrase is sha'ar, right? We just had Rus, right? The sha'ar, when Boaz ala sha'ar, that's for the din, in terms of the Geula Sasadeh and Rus. So, Misha'ar la-sha'ar ba-machane, right, so the idea is that, you know, the Jewish people have to be judged. And judgment, in this case, means, for Avodah Zarah, that there's going to be a Chi of Misa, and that's a very critical moment. And this is now the moment where B'nai Levi are elevated, right, and Moshe acknowledges that through their actions. Milu yedchem hayom lashem ki ish bivno ve'achiv laseis aleichem hayom beracha. That Shevet Levi is going to be separated. So it's almost like we talked about at Har Sinai, just as Har Sinai is this moment, sorry, I'll write, when Moshe is separated from the rest of the Jewish people, ve'ata po amodi madi, right, in the Karnei Hod that we spoke about, etc. The Chet Ha'egel is a moment when Shevet Levi, right, is separated from the rest of the Jewish people. And Hanan, what's the critical expression which sort of captures the idea that Shevet Levi is going to be separated from the rest of the Jewish people? Because Shevet Levi is sort of withdrawing from the Machaneh, and what are they responding to? Which call?
Mila Hashem, Mila.
Exactly. They're drawing towards Hashem, and the rest of the Jewish people, in many ways, are left behind. So that itself becomes a really critical moment in the development of Klal Yisrael from that point forward, okay? Now, Shevet Levi, as we know, had a different history in terms of Shibud Mitzrayim. They weren't enslaved, the famous Ramban. You just said in Parshas Bamidbar, that's why they have smaller numbers, because they didn't receive the bracha of Hasher Yanu Oso Chein Yirbe V'Chein Yifrotz. But be that as it may, now we have an acceleration, a very dramatic acceleration, I would note, of that process, of the process of the separation of B'nai Levi from the rest of Klal Yisrael, a very critical moment. And it means, you know, v'hergu ish es achiv, v'ish es reyo, v'ish es kerovo. This is something that Moshe Rabbeinu would reflect on at the very end of his life. It was that dramatic a moment. Es echav lo ikir es banav lo yedah, kishamruim rasecho v'rischa yinsoru. Levi becomes the defender of the faith. Okay, a very, very critical moment in the history of Klal Yisrael. Ezra Leibowitz, why don't you finish this off, finish the last section of the perek. Vayhimi machoras.
Vayhimi machoras, vayomer Moshe la'am, atem chatasem chata'a gedola, ta ele el Hashem, la'yachapra ba'ad chataschem. Vayashem Moshe al Hashem, vayomar. Ana chata ha'amazeh chata agdola vayasu lahem elohei zahav. Vata im tisa chatasam v'im ayin mechenina misifricha asher kasavta vayomer Hashem Moshe mi asher chata li emchenu misifri. Vata lich nechei es ha'am ela asher dibarti lach hine malachi yelech lefanecha Uviom pakti upakalti alehem chatasam. Vaygof Hashem es ha'am al asher asu es ha'egel asher asad aharam.
Okay, so here we have, right, Moshe beseeching God on behalf of the Jewish people. And Moshe, you know, lays everything. He puts all the chips to the middle of the table. Vim ayin mechenina misifrcha asher kasavta. Very critical moment. And Hashem says, I make you no promises. Uviom pakti. ufakati alehem chatasam. There will be justice, and that justice may be long in coming, because it will be Yom Pukti, but there's an even short-term administration of justice, which is, what's the short-term administration of justice? Last pasuk. Excellent, Ezra. Vayigov Hashem Esa'am, the Magefa al Asher Asu Esha'egel. And there's an attribution there as well. In the end of the day, who does the Torah blame for what happened, despite everything we observed at the beginning? Al Asher Asu Esha'egel, Asher Asa Aharon. The indictment of Aharon. This is not what he wanted. He tried to delay, he tried to redirect, Chag L'Hashem Machar, but the buck stops here. V'hinei Aaron v'chori machem ibal dvarim, yigash aleihem, and Aharon is not exonerated. In Sefer Dvarim, Moshe reflects on this, v'gam be'aharon hisanaf Hashem ma'od l'hashmido, v'aspalel ba'ad Aaron ba'isahi. Aaron was always living on borrowed time after this. It's a very dramatic moment. There's no question about that. So this is, of course, what led Chazal to say that there are three different levels here in terms of the punishment. There was the Meisota moment when Moshe destroys the eagle by Yashke Sa'am. And then there's the Milchama. Then there's the Milchama moment, right, with Bnei Levi. And then there's the Magefa. So there's all these different categories of individuals. And of course, Chazal are going to look at those categories and to try to discern, you know, sort of who fits into which category. You know, does it have to do with Eidus and Hasra, and maybe, you know, there aren't enough Eidim. So all of that obviously needs to be established. So our modus operandi is going to be to, you know, we have here the, what I like to call these five different sections. Some of them are indicated by these parshios that we have in the Chumash itself, and others, you know, are indicated just by sort of a thematic breakup. And to try to analyze each and every one independently, this is the skira, this is the overview. And again, what we want to try to do is analyze the Am, to analyze Aharon, to analyze the role of Moshe and his interactions with Hashem, a little bit of Yehoshua as well, Bnei Levi for sure, the background of Faruahu, Ki Firao Aharon, sort of Mitzrayim lurking in the background as well, and then the meaning of the Ched HaEgel, and its legacy for Jewish history, right? There are two issues that also have to be dealt with. We haven't even been, able to touch on this point just yet. But Hashem said, and I should have noted it right away, it's not just a v'yom pokti ufakati alehem chatasam, but what else is it? That what seems to be the consequences? V'ata leich nechei es'am. Moshe, you're going to have to direct the people. But Hashem, and we'll see, you know, this may be at least partially reversed, but Yisrael, what does he say? Hashem's not going to be with the Jewish people in the same way, but rather...
He's going to be, like, distant?
Right, and the measure of that distance, Eitan, is what? Because who's leading the Jewish people now?
Malach
now. Hinei malachi aleich hafanecha. So the first thing that Hashem said to Moshe, Lama Hashem yechrab chab yamecha, asher hotzei samet tzayim, b'choach gadol v'yad chazakah, it was Hashem's quote-unquote personal investment to the Jewish people, lo yedei malach, lo yedei saraf, v'lo yedei ashaliach, l'kadosh baruch hu b'chvodu v'atzmo, now the Jewish people, because they've distanced themselves from Hashem, sans b'nei Levi, mila Hashem elai, right? But since the Jewish people have distanced themselves from Hashem, quid pro quo, reciprocally, what does Hashem then do?
Distance himself.
Exactly, distance himself from the Jewish people. Hine malachi yeleich lefanecha. Uviyom pakti ufakati alehem chatasam. And then I'll swoop in when it's time for judgment, you know, for judgment day. Really very important moment, okay? In that regard. Right. The truth of the matter is, even though we're not going to be able to analyze this fully inside, this last piece is partially mitigated by Moshe. When Moshe says, Im ein panecha holchim al talenu mizeh. Right? That's what that whole dialogue is about. Is it going to be Hashem or is it going to be the very distant presence of a malach? Now, that's a very different kind of a reality. Okay, so let's hold it up here.